with correspondents in the British Army's biggest UK garrisons and around the world. This is Army Radio News.
From the Garrison FM News Centre, I'm Chris Sturgis. Coming up on the programme today, a Forces charity wants you to get involved with its Star of Remembrance initiative, and the winners of this year's Army Sports Awards have been announced.
Army Radio News.
First today, we've been catching up with 663 Squadron Army Air Corps at Wadersham. They're deploying to Afghanistan early next year. Major Richard Ball is the squadron's OC. He's been telling Garrison FM the importance of pre-deployment family days and their role next year in Helmand Province.
We ask a lot of our soldiers and families. Certainly in this last year we've been supporting the Olympics, we've been to America and back, and we've done a number of high profile exercises. So the guys are very busy. It means the families have got a lot of separation to contend with, and of course for many this is not the first time they've been to Afghanistan. So this is our opportunity to make sure they're properly briefed and to give them a decent day to thank them for all their efforts. We're ready and very much looking forward to the deployment. We take over from 662 Squadron in January, and broadly speaking we'll be looking to be deployed between January and June.
That's Major Richard Ball.
Army Radio News.
Prime Minister David Cameron has handed over nearly £1 million to military charity Fisher House. The money comes from fines that were imposed on banks following the LIBOR rate fix scandal. The PM has promised that in all, £35 million will be given to service charities from fines imposed on misbehaving banks. Fisher House, which is linked to Help for Heroes, will use the cash to help build houses for families so they can be close to loved ones in Birmingham's Queen Elizabeth Hospital.
Army Radio News.
Now, Blind Veterans UK, who used to be known as St Dunstan's, are the charity that helps blind ex-service men and women. They've decided to do something a little different this Christmas. From the charity, here's Rosalind Parry.
Well, we sort of recognise that the festive period can be a difficult time for those people who've lost loved ones. So this year, we'd like to offer people an opportunity to create a public memorial to their loved ones through our Blind Veterans UK Star of Remembrance. It's an online star, so we're encouraging people to visit our website, which is www.blindveterans.org.uk /star, and then on that page they can leave a message in memory of a loved one, and then can pass it on to family and friends to also leave a message on there, and then we'll post that on our Facebook page in our gallery of stars.
That's Rosalind Parry from Blind Veterans UK.
Army Sports News.
The Army Sports Awards for 2012 have taken place. Here with details of all the winners is Lieutenant Colonel Chris Harris, Secretary of the Army Sports Control Boards.
Starting with Sportsman of the Year 2012, the winner, Trooper Emmanuel Narty from Army Judo, and indeed Trooper Narty was at the Olympics representing Ghana, so a tremendous achievement. The Sportswoman of the Year 2012, and no surprise who the winner is, Captain Heather Stanning from rowing, and I'm sure I don't need to remind your listeners that she won with her partner Team GB's first gold medal at the Olympics. The Adaptive Award goes to Captain Nick Beaton, who also represented GB at the Paralympics rowing. The Official of the Year 2012 was Major Peter Underhill from Army Shooting, and he effectively organised the shooting competition for both the Olympics and the Paralympics in London. And finally, the Team of the Year 2012 was the Army Rugby Union Sevens team, who went throughout the entire season unbeaten and won an international competition in America.
Lieutenant Colonel Chris Harris, Secretary of the Army Sports Control Boards there, and well done to all this year's winners. And that's Army Radio News.
First and fastest for Army News. Listen online at garrisonfm.com. Army Radio News.